Vicky Baker.
I'm here.
Jose Trevino. Stephen Jones.
Here.
John Devaney.
Here.
Brad Hill. We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Does anyone have any additions or deletions to the agenda today?
The agency has none. That's a backup recording for anybody asking.
Okay, thank you. If there were no questions, I'd entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
I have a second. Thank you very much. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We have approved the consent agenda. Thank you. Regular agenda needs report. Go ahead.
Yeah. So good afternoon, board members and any public members on the line listening. My report for August of 2020 is pretty simple. You've got in the packet there was a calendar year 2019 roll-up report for all four quarters of the air quality data reports for calendar year 2019. And as I stated in there, it's attached for your perusal, the actual report. It's good for the period of January 1st, 2019 through December 31st, 2019. And our worst percentage of valid data collected was 89%. Standard for the EPA is 75%, and for the state, it's 80% on all monitors. That 89% was on one of the three or four monitors that we track. I think everybody else was well north of 90%. So, and I'm pretty sure that the monitor, if we look at the report, the monitor that was below 90% was probably due to mechanical down days, which we have no control over. Other than that, complaints, NOVs and AODs are listed there. Nothing extraordinary in those numbers. The NOVs, you see 25, that's kind of a high number, but not for this month, this every year. That's when we have an influx of people that failed to pay their registration back in February and March. So as you can see, 24 of those NOVs that went out were for registered sources that for one reason or another are still registered but failed to pay their registration fee. And I will tell you that none of these are due to COVID because it was due back in March timeframe before all this hit. So moving on, you have the data graphs. You can see we're well below the standards on our graphs, and there's really nothing extraordinary on those graphs. So subject to your questions, and then after the graphs you see in the board packet where we have attached the 2019 air monitoring data report for the year. So subject to your questions, that concludes my report.
Are there any questions for Keith?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you for that report. Moving on to action items, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for July of 2020.
Yep, you have before you the fiscal reports, which consist of the July 20 accounts payable and payroll authorizations. We need your approval on that. The BVA and the supplemental income documents are included as informational items, as always. And I recommend that you accept and approve by minute action the July 2020 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $47,892.48 and the July payroll authorization totaling $56,451.39.
Is there a motion to approve the July fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. So moved and seconded. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any opposed? So, motion approved. Next action item is the electronic signature policy. Do you want to summarize that, please?
Yes, sir. Just give me a second. I'm using a digital copy off of our website. So I just got to scroll my magic pen here. It only scrolls so fast on my Surface Pad. So, okay, I'm there. We had discussions a month or two ago about adopting an electronic signature policy for the YRCA because A, we don't have one, and B, in this new, I quote, new reality, unquote, the electronic signature process is, it turns out, would be invaluable to us. So I'll just read my memo here. The recent COVID-19 outbreak has illustrated the need for the agency to implement electronic signature policy. Chapter 19.360 of the Revised Code of Washington authorizes local agencies to determine by ordinance, resolution, policy, or rule whether and to what extent it will use electronic signatures. Consistent with the requirements of RCW 19.360.020, paragraph 5, resolution 2020-09, establishes the YRCA electronic signature policy and directs the YRCA to use DocuSign as the electronic signature provider. So I'm recommending that you approve resolution 2020-09 adopting the proposed electronic signature policy. And I'll add, before you open it up for discussion, I will add that the policy has been vetted through both MRSC and Gary Collier, the agency counsel. I intentionally left it as clear and as concise as I could make it. And we have chosen to specify DocuSign program because it's the most recognizable, and I suspect you all have more experience dealing with that than we do because you're going to be required to set up your own digital signature in there. And if you had a chance to review the policy, the policy states that you're the only one that will be able to use your digital signature. Nobody in this agency will use it. I'll open it up, pass it back to the board chair for further discussion.
Is there a subscription charge to the agency for having ongoing access to the DocuSign program?
No, it is. It's my belief that it is a free service. You have to register, but I believe it is free. And I can't be 100% certain because our public records officer is not here today. So, but I'm pretty sure there's no charge to it because we've already used it for some other things that were sent to us.
This is Vicki. I don't really have a question, but I just think this is terrific just because, you know, it's probably going to save you a whole lot of staff time. And I've used it successfully for a long time. Everybody's busy. It's just way more efficient. So good job. And using our MRSC, very smart, you know, straightforward policy.
Thank you.
How are the documents going to be presented to the board members?
The documents will be emailed to each one of your, so I'll just use today's as an example. And Steve, if I don't answer your question, let me know. So the resolution will be PDF'd and put into the DocuSign program, and then that will be sent to your board member emails, which are the official emails, the primary emails. My understanding is you guys will then go in and you will fix your, you'll open it up because it'll prompt you to open it up, or we'll direct you. It'll be opened up. When you open it up, it'll be in the DocuSign program. And then at that point, you'll just affix your DocuSign signature, your e-signature. It does require you to go in, if you do not already have one, it does require you to go in and set up an e-signature. Vicky probably already has one, it sounds like. So when she gets it, if we do our job right on this end, when she gets it, it'll prompt her to just digitally sign it, obviously through the DocuSign program. And again, our PRO is very confident in this. I might sound a little uncommon because I've only used it when it was sent to me. I have created a signature for it using other things like, I want to say from the state. So I hope that answered your question.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a setup that will have to do, and that'll be the painful part, but then it will be much easier going forward.
And the return, I'll just say the return on the painful investment, because it's going to take a little bit of work. I don't think it's a lot, but it's like any program. The return on that is those signatures are controlled. Nobody can use them willy-nilly, for lack of a better phrase. Yeah, we'll show that Steve Jones moved it and that Vicky seconded.
Very good. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous approval. That resolution, rather, is approved. Thank you very much. Is there any other business?
The agency has none.
Can you give an update on the agenda for the next meeting?
For September, we will be having a study session on compensation, and it'll be a discussion on what has gone on in the past versus what is, or in this case, is not board approved, to lay the groundwork for discussion on adopting some kind of formal compensation policy. Other than that, the board meeting will look similar to this board meeting, and I do not anticipate right now any other action items other than the fiscals. We will put before the board in October the final version of the updates to Rule 1. The board in October will be required to hold the public hearing, and then we'll vote on either adopting or not adopting the changes. And if the changes are voted to be adopted on in October, I'm just giving you guys about a quarter out, then we will then send our letter and a copy of those rules to the state so that the state may start their state implementation plan inclusion of certain sections of that regulation. So to sum up, September there'll be a study session on compensation policy, and then in October there'll be a mandatory public hearing on the proposed changes to the Reg 1 update. Then there'll be an action item to adopt or not adopt that update.
Thank you for clarifying that schedule. Any questions or any other business?
Not really other business. I guess it's a new person question. So I did have some concerns asked about fire season, and I don't know if that's something you normally update on, or if that's not really relevant.
What's the What's the specific question?
Well, just, you know, the air quality seems very good compared to a normal fire season.
Well, I think we could, I think that we could have a discussion on what normal fire season is. I will tell you that we had two outlying years where we had wildfires. The vast majority of those, and I will tell you, the years were 2016 and 2018. In 2015, we had a local wildfire that impacted us later in the year. But for the summer of, I'm sorry, in 2015. In 2016, we had massive wildfires throughout the country that impacted us with a couple of locals. And then in 2018, which was the worst of those 2 years, we had massive wildfires in Montana, Northern Oregon, and then a couple here in the state that impacted us as well. So we have invested since I took over in February 2017, we have invested in a new, it's not new anymore, it's a tab on our website. It's called, it's information on wildfire smoke from an air pollution perspective. We're not the fire safety people, we're an air pollution agency, and it's under resources, and it's under educational materials. Actually, let me just, I'm here, so I might as well. That's not it. It is under, yeah. So if you go to our air quality tab and you go to the bottom of that drop down menu, you have wildfire smoke information. And this is an investment we made as soon as I took over as the director in February 17. And as you can see, we've got a whole bunch of resources linked there that are relatively new. And so we update those links as EPA or the Washington State Department of Ecology would update the links themselves as we use. So we're well aware what fire season entails. We go through a review process on our webpage that specifically addresses that. We've got no discussion this year on it because we haven't had wildfires. But I will say this right now that in the 13 years I've been here, this has been the norm. There's only really been two significant summers where we've had wildfire significantly impact, and those had never happened before. So I don't buy into the wholesale narrative that wildfires out of control is the new norm. I just don't think we have the trend yet. It's something that we lean forward to educate the community on. But I think that we take the approach of education and getting the most updated information on that webpage that we can. So I hope that answers your question.
Thank you. It absolutely does. It gives me exactly the place I need to point a constituent with that question. And I'm sure you're right. The memory is short, and we do remember those years.
Well, I'll tell you what. The other thing is phone calls are free. So we encourage anybody to call us.
Okay.
Yep, you're welcome.
Very good. Any other business? If there is not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
A second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Thank you very much for your participation today, and enjoy this lovely smoke-free summer we've been having.
Hey, and please keep an eye on your emails for the resolution.
We'll do. Oh, I guess maybe a clarifying question, though we're technically adjourned. Since the resolution is approving the use of DocuSign, can we DocuSign the resolution approving DocuSign, or do we have to do a wet signature on that?
I don't think there's going to be an issue because you've approved it. I don't have a problem with the DocuSign, but I can make a call to Gary Collier if you want.
Yeah, maybe clarify that before you send it to us just so we know which way to do it.
I will do that. And then if you get it via an attached Word document in your board emails, then you know that Gary said no, get a wet signature first.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.